Good evening. I'm Louisa Stevens. Today I'd like to talk to you about financial intelligence. Now, before I proceed, the first thing would be, what qualifies me to talk about financial intelligence? Well, I'm a chartered accountant. I've spent more than 10 years in the financial services industry. I've helped many companies to raise financing and to help them to structure their financing in order to make their businesses sustainable. Now, it's very well and easy to talk about making a big company financially sustainable. But when we then look at individuals as people, how do you become financially sustainable? How do you become financially intelligent? Now, this is a dilemma because, a lot of us are brought up to get a good education, to get a good job, keep that good job in order to get a good salary. But if you look at this good job, how is it serving you today? Are you living the life that you dreamed of? If you look at 40 years ago, the average employee stayed in the same job for more than 40 years. But today, things are very different. An average employee stays in the same job for 4.5 years. So what happened to loyalty? Do you still get that retirement fund that you worked all your life for? Today, layoffs are commonplace. You see thousands and thousands of jobs being lost overnight. So, is it really serving you to be a good employee, a loyal employee, and not look after your own future? How are you building your life for yourself and your family? And what is your future going to look like if you don't do something for yourself? Now, this is a question that each and every one of us needs to answer for ourselves. Now, it's very important for you to enjoy your life. Sure, you do have hobbies and things that you like doing, but how are they serving you? How much time are you spending on that game that you love so much? How much time are you spending on a braai, as we call it here in South Africa, or a barbecue? Drinking and braaiing is commonplace. It's something that everyone does every weekend. But how much time are you allocating to that? Are you spending enough time looking at your future? That soapy that you run to and watch every day after work, and you've spent the last 20 years following the plot as if you're getting dividends from that soapy company, how is that serving you? And spending all your time in movies, how is that serving you? Have you ever asked, am I being paid for being a loyal customer to that favorite TV show, to that alcoholic beverage that you love so much, to that sport that you feel like if you don't watch the sport, then nothing will happen without you? And have you asked yourself, what is your life going to look like in 6 months from now? A year from now, 5 years from now, or even 10 years from now, if you don't start changing what you're doing? Are you frittering away time, spending your time on activities that are not going to pay you tomorrow? Now, I'm not here to judge. It's there for you to decide whether you're doing the right things, because ultimately, it's you who's going to be reaping the rewards of what you're doing today. But I'd like you to consider this. How are you going to leverage your time so that you start building the future that you want? Now, the answers for this are everywhere. It's really up to you to start spending your time on the right things. It means starting to apply yourself, working to build your dream rather than build someone else's dreams. And the first step towards that is to make sure that you do a little bit of introspection. The first thing is starting to dream about what you want your life to look like. If you were doing what you want to be doing, what exactly would you be doing? Who are you with? And where are you? Is your phone by your side waiting for your boss to call you at any moment and call you away from your friends and family? Or do you have the peace of mind to do what you want when you want to do it? And if you carry on the same way that you have lived your life so far, are you going to achieve that dream that you've always wanted to achieve? Now, this is a very important part. A lot of people are afraid to look within. We always want to be kept busy, entertained, and to have other distractions to keep us from focusing what's important within. But before we even look at what options are there to start improving on your life and what you want to achieve, it's very, very essential to be clear on what you want your life to be. And I'd like you to think about the questions that I've asked before we proceed the next time. The next time, what we'll discuss is the options that are available to you to start changing your life towards what you want it to be. But even more important is knowing where you want to be. I will bid you adieu to a better life and financial intelligence.